Blog Talk Radio.
And good day to all. Thank you for coming out and listening to Mastermind 101 Radio. You're listening to Jacqueline Richards here in the nation's capital in Canada. So happy that you've decided to dial in and listen to an extraordinary, not just a client, not just a friend, but someone who's decided to make a difference in their world. I'm so glad you've dialed in so that you can hear your friend and mine, Kim McLeod. But let me tell you a little bit more about what you'll be listening to. Jacqueline Richards here in the nation's capital. That would be Ottawa, Canada. I do so many things, and part of what I do is making sure that I connect with my community in a number of different ways. I work with money. I work with yoga. I wrote a book, Yoga for Your Personal Finances. And you may think that that seems kind of crazy, but if you've seen the shows before, you know what it means to incorporate money and yoga in a life balance situation. Let me tell you before I continue, if anyone would like to call in to ask our guest any questions, please feel free to call in at area code 818-475-9209. So let's get the ball rolling. Do I have Kim online? Oh, not yet. Do we have Kim online? Oh, I think that's working for us. I would like to think that we've got some technical difficulty happening. I know that Kim is waiting incredibly patiently to be online with us. And Kim, I'll ask if you can dial in to the phone number designated. That would be fantastic. In the meantime, I get to continue with some of the items that's happening in our world. And I will speak specifically to how money has disjointed how we continue to live our lives. In so many ways, we've realized that money is not the root of all evil, but money can allow us a number of things. And part of it is, and Kim will talk to this, it will allow us to educate ourselves. And Kim, when Kim's back online, she'll tell us about her conference that's taking place October 21st. It's called I Am Positive. That's happening in the nation's capital, but it can happen in your community as well. Kim and I work together because we see that if we enlighten our community about parenting, about money issues, if we can do this on an ongoing basis, that's exactly what will happen, not just in our community, but in our household and then personally. And I think that she could be back on. Are you with me yet? Wow. This is very interesting. This rarely happens on Blog Talk Radio, where I cannot, although I can view my caller being here, that I can't get her online.
Hello?
Hi, Kim.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can, Kim.
Awesome.
See, it's about that patience, and I think Kim could probably talk about that. As I was saying previously, we have this, Kim and I, and many of the people we connect with, have this idea that it would be wonderful to help our kids meander through life in a much better, stronger place with goal setting and vision planning and all that wonderful stuff that we maybe didn't have when we were born and growing up, no matter what demographic you're in. Kim, I did not offer your bio because I know you can do it much better than I can. You have just a wonderful slate of knowings and experiences and teachings and mentoring. So, Kim McLeod, if you don't mind, introduce yourself to the world who happens to be listening right now.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate the time and the space to be able to be with you today. It's fun times going through technical difficulties, isn't it?
Tell me about it.
Yeah. I'll tell you a little bit about me. I am a woman who is a mother to a special needs child. I am a foster parent who's fostered 12 children in my home. I am mom to a grown woman and a granddaughter who's 10. I also happen to be a child and youth counselor. I work with mothers and daughters. I work with mothers particularly to have guilt-free parenting. And I happen to be an NLP practitioner. And I guess
sorry,
that
NLP?
Kind of summarizes all the stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff.
It's more than just stuff, Kim. I know that for a fact. So, could you enlighten us? NLP, that is?
Neuro-linguistic programming. It's the stuff that you see Tony Robbins do.
Ah.
I do it differently. I'm not Tony Robbins, but I sure like NLP. There's lots of ways that we go through our life parenting in our brains and not being connected to our bodies and our hearts. And we classically will shut down those wisdoms that come, that little voice that says, you know, yes or no, and we don't listen to it. No. And some of that fear. A lot of that's just about not being connected to who you are and not physically exercising, practicing methods of movement and thought together. And that's what NLP can help you do.
That's extraordinary stuff that we all need to be aware of, but how does that connect with your coaching founder purpose for mothers and daughters?
Okay, so I'm going to make the assumption that the mother-daughter relationship is the most dynamic, complex relationship we're going to have in our entire lives. And I'm sure probably, I'll just be modest, 95% of the people listening will agree with me about that. It, if anything, is certainly dynamic. So one of the things that goes on for women, and young women especially, because there's so much volatile hormonal development happening for a young woman, for an older woman who's finished her maturity, her growth, it's settled a little bit, it has a little more pattern. We hear about it, you know, we have our menses cycles and our PMS, but there's ebbs and flows in life that we're influenced by hormones. So one of the things that happens for a lot of women is that they end up, because they are geared towards community and towards family, towards nurturing, there's so much dynamic that goes on in our thinking. We're constantly thinking about who needs what. And it's always about four different people, who needs what. And how can I, especially let's look at Thanksgiving. Here we are worrying about how we're going to set the table and how many people are coming and how can I serve them or how can I get some help. But it's so much work in the brain. And what we forget is that the brain starts running and our thoughts will impact our feelings. And so they will trigger feelings. And then the feelings will start to influence our thoughts. And somewhere in there we kick in some behaviors. Some are positive and some are negative. And if we start that whole cycle where we start adapting behaviors, then we can end up being sick. And sick is a relative term, sick physically, sick mentally, sick in the heart, feeling lonely, all of these dynamics. I mean, I love it. Like I said, it's very complex. What I know is that women are not engaged in slowing their thinking down sometimes. They're not engaged in stopping a cycle of behavior in their thinking patterns. And part of that is because they have not learned how to influence their physiology with their own bodies. Is that clear?
That's incredibly
clear.
That
just lends to more questions.
And so what we're going to do in the next show, hopefully you'll agree that you'd come on to Blog Talk Mastermind 101 again, and then we can talk about that cycle of behavior. If that's okay with you, I'd love to have you back.
Absolutely.
So yes. I also know that, and I did mention it while we were having that technical difficulty, because, you know, life is not about stopping in the essence of a challenge. We continue forward. I had mentioned that you have an incredible conference that's happening called I Am Possible.
Yes.
Why did you name it that? What's that day about?
It's so easy to think about if we had to make a list of things, we would probably find it easier to make a list of negatives than we would positives. We'd take more time to think of the positives. I hope that's not the case, but just generally, it's very easy to think about negative things. And I had a challenge facing me some time ago, and I was thinking that it was impossible to do what I needed to do at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I found a card by this awesome lady called Sark, and the card said, "Impossible means I'm possible." And I thought, wow.
That's awesome.
And the more I thought, I mean, it's sitting right here on my desk all the time, every day. And the more I thought about it was, wow, what a message. I'm possible. I don't think anybody told me that I'm possible, that I could do anything. And I might have gotten that message when I was younger.
Right.
But it didn't follow through with the support. You know, you can do anything you want to do as long as you go to college. You can do anything you want to do as long as you finish your homework and work hard and get to college. And while those are practical things, I needed to be possible just as I was. And that's the message that I want to encourage coming back into young women's lives. And the more I worked through that, I realized it's not just young women, because it's so easy for us as older women, moms, grandmothers to say, I just want to boost her self-esteem. I want her to feel great, when we ourselves are carrying doubts. And so I realized that I couldn't possibly move forward to support young women effectively if moms are not ready to be there alongside for the journey to develop their own positive feelings, their own esteem, and know that they are possible.
Wow, you mentioned, you know, what you mentioned, we label, like, moms and their baggage. But we don't think, we're working too hard to make life work for our families, to think that we have baggage. And that's so brilliant that you've decided to, let's call it what it is, and let's work through it. Why did you decide, is it just moms and daughters that have these scenarios?
Well, I think all persons have the scenarios. I can focus on moms and daughters because I know about that scenario the most. And I just want to be clear, too, is, you know, when I'm looking at this day and I'm thinking about the people to do the work, it's not just moms directly. Moms are going to have the most influence. I've fostered kids whose mothers have been horrific towards them. But at the same time, kids are always dedicated to that person. Now, the person that nurtures them and develops their esteem and confidence along the way, it might not be the mother. It might be an aunt. It might be a mentor. It might be a big sister. It could be a grandmother. Any one of those female role models that have a direct influence on the life of a girl are certainly welcome to be at our conference and to do the work with me and with the girl and with themselves.
It's so beautiful to hear you say that. And for me, one of my influencers was my music teacher when I was in elementary school, Mrs. Bell. She was this beautiful woman who allowed us to do what was comfortable and what was exciting and what allowed us to be passionate and creative. I will never forget that experience. It was just, 9 months with Mrs. Bell. But that is ingrained in me that I can do. It doesn't always work, but Mrs. Bell was an extraordinary influence for me, particularly when you're going through rough times, when you're in grade six, that's not an easy time, and looking for people, like you say, to help influence us and really hold our hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So do tell us, do daughters really want this conference, this journey with their moms? Is that stereotypical? Of course, the daughters don't want their moms to hang out at a particular age. Kim, you are looking to have ages 11 to 15?
That's right.
Come out to the conference. Why did you pick that age range? Before you went through the other one, do daughters want to be hanging out with their moms when they could be hanging out with their friends? Why did you pick that age range, 11 to 15?
I think that's old enough to cover some more of the taboo topics in the work that I do than it is not. Grade six and on, they start to talk about more about family and relationships. It's really the relationship conversations that need to be had. Not that we're addressing that at the conference, but that's part of why the age range from 11 onward. And, after the age of 9 or 10, statistically from the Dove Foundation, they've stated that the esteem of young girls drops off drastically. I don't know what the percentage is, but that's their statement. And I'm stunned, but I also know that. And I also know that because physiologically the hormones come in, and which causes more anxiety, which causes uncertainty, which affects your thinking, the behavior, your feelings, right? So that cycle begins. And the more that you can influence during that time, that's great. The more that a mom can begin influencing actively from that time forward is important. I know at the same time young women are starting to learn to be independent, they are also being gravitated towards their friends, that peer groups are becoming more important. But the value of your relationship with your mom, moms need to decide what that is. For example, it's Thanksgiving. How many maybe 13, 14-year-olds have been maybe invited to a friend's place or want to do something completely different? And do I have to go to the cottage?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But you're going to insist that they come because you have a value about family and family being together for holidays. There might be a whole bunch of other reasons, but everything always comes down to an absolute value that you're going to stand by. And persisting with having activities with your daughter between 11 and 15, because 16, I understand the independence there, but throughout, and insisting on activities that honor that value of family, that value of the relationship, that value of communication together, that value for a lifetime will show up and will insist that their daughters come. I think I kind of gravitated into your next question, which was, do daughters really want to be there?
Right.
Some don't, quite honestly. Some would not. But really, mothers are mothers, and they're in the parental role to say, you're going to come with me. Hopefully the daughter would like to come and would find it interesting and dynamic, and we certainly welcome young women to give their feedback about what they'd like to see and what they'd be willing to experience with their moms.
It is interesting. I had a conversation with a couple of friends. I had sometimes moms need to get together every once in a while. So I had a dinner last night to begin the weekend of, oh my gosh, how much shopping do I need to do for this holiday season that's coming up? So it's a beautiful long weekend. It's a Thanksgiving long weekend that's happening in Canada. So it's in October for us. I know stateside it's in November. However, I people, my friends, my soul-searching friendships, said, you know what, yeah, let's get together on this Friday, and it was a potluck. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, Penny Lee, and she said that her daughters have date night. And I thought, how brilliant is that? So they get to decide where they're going to go. So it could be a movie. It could be the playground. It's summertime, right? It could be wherever they decide. It is their choice so that they get to spend mom-daughter time. Mm-hmm. I, on the other hand, remember as a single working mom how difficult it was to find that time for my little girl.
Yeah.
So how, as a mom, do we get out of that feeling of feeling horribly guilty because you can't turn back time, right?
Right.
So is that what you might be speaking to at the I Am Possible conference?
The conference itself gives that opportunity to spend the time together. And one of the main purposes and the mission of this conference is to create an opportunity for bonding, to have a memory, to develop a memory. I mean, how can you not have a memory if you're going to watch your mom do a bit of hip-hop? That's clearly going to make a memory.
Oh, is that what we get to do?
Right? Well, that's one of the activities. And the other is self-defense. And another one is learning about intuition. But in all of those, as a girl, you're going to be watching your mom. As a mom, you're going to be watching your daughter.
Absolutely.
Along with that is the message you'll see throughout the entire day is about acceptance. And if you're a single mom and this is the activity that you're going to create the bonding moment with, then this is the activity. The rest of them, the idea of date nights, which isn't possible for everybody to have on a weekly basis, just don't worry about feeling bad about that. If you connect some point in the day, if you're touching base some point in the day, if you are creating active listening opportunities in any method possible, face-to-face, hopefully, over the phone, secondarily, texting, forget it, then you are
Thank
having...
Thank you, I was going to ask.
Yeah, no. Because that's just touching base. That's just, where are you? It's just informational. It doesn't bring across the sound of the voice. It doesn't bring across the nuances of seeing the body. And that's where, you know, so much communication lives.
Right.
And So, but this day, this one day, is for that. This is the day to put your eggs in the basket, have an experience with your daughter, talk about it, spend time together, spend time apart a little bit, but the dynamic is there for the two of you. And that's, you know, if that's what you got, then that's what you've got. There's all kinds of family situations, single moms, mixed families. Yeah, I mean, look at TV, Modern Family, and there's a new one, like gay couple families.
Yes.
Like all kinds of mixes of what family is, grandparents who are raising grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has the time of the day to make the money to spend time with the family. Maybe tuck-in time is all you get. Well, then celebrate that. There is no space in your life for being guilty, feeling guilty about not doing something if you haven't taken a good look at what it is that you do. Well, there you go.
Wow. And what a great opportunity, because as I disclosed that I felt guilty about not spending as much time with my baby girl that I would have appreciated, and maybe she would have appreciated, you're allowing me to believe that it's never too late to spend that quality time and have that experiential with her. And across the board, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing for all moms to think, you know, it's never too late. And even better, our daughters. It's never too late to think mom might be kind of cool.
Yes. You always hope for that.
Yes. Was that a shallow moment for me? Maybe. But I think if we all had that opportunity to hug, kiss, converse, you know, I'm a big proponent of journaling. And if I can get my thoughts on paper, it makes it so much easier for me to say it out loud. And I don't... I don't know where you feel about that.
Well, we've integrated that in the day. Each workshop has a space at the end of the workshop to talk about. There's a particular question in relation to the workshop for everybody to journal for themselves, but then to have a bit of discussion between mother and daughter. And the point is not to convince one or the other. The point is to practice listening and acceptance. And aside from that day, yes, I love journaling. And if it's not journaling, then it might be writing music. And if it's not writing music, then it might be doing a vision board. And if it's not that, then it's drawing. But there's some outlet there that is available for expressing yourself so that you clear your mind and you are able to bring forward what's most important to you.
So much is going to happen.
Yes.
Will you have, is there a code of, there's only so much giggling you can do?
Giggling free. Go crazy. Oh, hugs are welcome. Giggling, hugging, no problem.
Oh, hey,
if you're having, if by chance there is some stress for you, there's lots of space at our site, and we have a serenity room as well to go and craft or to just go and sit. And we have somebody there who can listen. So if that is even the situation, there's still that space there for anybody. Not to mention that it's a glorious spot on the golf course, and we're welcome to walk on the pathways of the golf course. So, you know, that's an option too. And that can be joyful or that can release. Either way, it's going to be so dynamic. And moms and daughters are going to definitely have a positive experience from it.
I do not doubt that. And I will be there. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could take this, for me, across our country? Because this is not the only space. The nation's capital isn't the only one, I would think, that would want to have an I Am Possible conference for their kids, their community.
Absolutely.
We have about a minute left, and Kim, can I ask you, just what do you want to leave us with?
Oh, wow. Smile, jump up and down today while you're smiling, and then go have an awesome day. That's what I want to leave you with, because we're going to do stuff like that at the conference as well. And, you know, so I just gave away one of my secrets, but I still like it.
Oh, Kim, thank you so much. And everyone who's listening to the show, you know that you can access her website, iampossible.com, to take a look at what we are all going to be experiencing and giggling about and hugging and kissing about.
That's
Kim, thank you so much.
.ca, dear.
Oh, .ca, my apologies. iampossible.ca. Thank you, Kim McLeod, for your time and your words of wisdom. And I'm Jacqueline Richards, delighted to be hosting Mastermind 101 Radio, and hoping that everyone out there is walking with an attitude of gratitude. Enjoy your day.